Joined here by Maria Carr, a Termin captain. And Maria, disappointing end to a journey that maybe you were looking to go ahead and maybe get into contention for your third Ulster title this year.
Yeah, it's very disappointing. It's been a heavy week, and I suppose, you know, the Hungarian team on the day won it, Lurgan, were young and fit and fast and really, really eager to go at us, and they dug deep in the end and they came out to the one, and yeah, just very disappointing.
Yeah, and of course, like, looking at the halftime score, you were leading by 5 points. He had 6 points on the board, and Lurgan had only scored that 1 point in the 19th minute. Probably going out into the second half, you thought, you know, you stood a fair chance at winning the game.
Yeah, I suppose at halftime we're concentrating on maybe keeping the scores, Lurgan scores, to a minimum, and I suppose they broke in straight away and they got the goal, and I think maybe that made the difference for them. You know, they really dug deep, and you could see the hunger in them, and yeah, they're just a brilliant team and fast, like, very, very good.
Yeah, and you talk about goals. They come out in the second half and score 3 goals. And of course, we had that one goal from Gerardy McLaughlin late into the second half. But goals wins matches, they say. And, you know, you couldn't fault Orla Corey, your own Termin keeper, because she kept you very well in the match, pulling off 3 great saves in the second half. And she, of course, pulled off that great save for the penalty. But Clara Lynch coming in on the rebound for the penalty. But as I say, Lurgan scored the 3 goals to secure their one. But it was very much in for the play.
Yeah, 100%. Like, goals won games, and fair play to them. They really went at it. But Orla Corey, only for her, you know, it would have been a lot more of a beating for us. Now, Orla kept us in the game, and she did what she could, and her kickouts were unbelievable. I don't think she gave away one kickout. Like, she really, you know, she played with passion today. So, fair play to Orla.
Yeah, and it seemed very evenly matched throughout the game, and maybe some funny decisions coming from the referee on the day. 2 sin bins, 2 yellow cards, 1 for yourselves. Ava McDade had to take the line, and of course Laura Gagan for them, their number 14, who was playing relatively well, but seemed even enough even in those circumstances, Maria.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose the 2 yellow cards kind of evened itself out, and Ava McDade was playing unbelievable for us. You know, she's a hardy wee player, and I suppose, you know, we knew she was on 2 ticks, and we should have really stepped up and doubled up with her, but we didn't do that. And I suppose, you know, Ava took one for the team, and, you know, we were hoping she'd come bomb stronger in the second half, but I think when she got back on, but, you know, I think the Hungarian team won on the day, and, you know, they really drove it to us when they got their player back on. So, yeah.
Just seconds into this the second half where they got that goal, Maria, do you think that maybe that was the turning point in favour for the Cavan champions?
I think it kind of, yeah, definitely shook us. It shook us, you know, whenever they scored the goal, we were kind of like, geez, we didn't know what to think. We thought we were going to keep them to a 1 point game, I think, and then, you know, it really turned the pot, and I suppose we give away a lot of balls. We should have maybe got into the hands more, and I think every player on the pitch made a mistake, and we can look back on it and we can dwell on it. But I think, you know, we tried to play with passion, and yeah, that's gone now.